Go ahead, lounge around in bed with a good magazine. We'll even read it to you. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live. Live. On Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
The Adam LaRoche deal with the White Sox, and if you're not versed in it, we'll give you the Coles Notes version. Adam LaRoche was real bad last year, but was due to earn $13 million with the White Sox playing first base. And when he signed with the White Sox, there was, I guess, a verbal agreement, nothing in writing, that his son would almost be a de facto member of this team. He had his own locker. He had his own jersey. He had his own uniform. He participated in drills. He was with this team 120 games last season. Something was, I guess, different, or maybe there was some dissension during spring training, and there was a message passed along to LaRoche that maybe his son doesn't have to be at the ballpark every day. But after that message was received, it was not complied with. He was still at the ballpark every day, and that resulted in Kenny Williams telling him, okay, no more at all. He cannot be here at all with this team. And Adam LaRoche said, okay, I'm retiring. And that's a huge move for a guy due to earn $13 million, decided it was more important for him to be with his son, who's 14 years old now, and not earn that $13 million. Who's wrong here? Like, what's reasonable, Ryan?
I'm not sure asking to have your kid around that much is reasonable. And I'm pretty sure being completely inflexible about it is unreasonable. I think this is a scenario where the White Sox had good intentions and said, sure, bring your kid around. Assuming he's a nice little fella, he shouldn't really be in the way too much, and we're happy to provide that experience. And it certainly sounds like LaRoche has designs on Junior following in daddy's footsteps and one day being a major leaguer, and that's all well and good. But when you get to a point where clearly someone or more than one person, a cluster of people probably realistically said, you know, do we really need to have this kid around all the time? Because presumably he was getting in the way a little bit, right? I mean, if he wasn't bothering anyone or wasn't, then no one would say anything. I think at that point you have to be willing to listen if you're Adam LaRoche. And I certainly don't think it's unreasonable on the part of the White Sox to say, I think we need to reevaluate this a little bit. Maybe can we knock 120 down to 65, still give him some nice exposure to what life is like in the big leagues, but maybe just not have people tripping over him. I think that is a fair way to approach it. And I mean, hey, it's your kid, it's your life, it's your potential 13 mil. You're free to do what you want if you're Adam LaRoche. But that seems like a fairly strong reaction to me to what I think is, you know, I am sure Kenny Williams pulled him aside and said, hey, look, you know, can we talk about this a little bit? I'm sure they didn't strong arm him off the hop. And it just doesn't seem like there's much flexibility on LaRoche's part.
And subsequently, Chris Sale has come out and been real hard on Kenny Williams. And there's obviously a sect of that clubhouse that is very much in Adam LaRoche's corner. But there's obviously Donovan's another sect that isn't, or else we wouldn't be at this point, because I don't think Kenny Williams just, you know, one day woke up and decided Drake LaRoche wasn't going to be in the clubhouse anymore. I'm sure he was approached by, like Dixon said, one or two or maybe multiple people.
Right. And first and foremost, Drake LaRoche, not named after the rapper Drake because he's 14.
That would have been
huge foresight.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think, to be honest, Sale's comments are the real issue here, because if there is a rift between now players and management, and there's talk that they weren't going to take the field, they had to be convinced to, I think that's a problem more so than any of this. And the fact that Sale alluded to Williams lying to the players, saying that it was the coaches, lying to the coaches, saying it was the players who wanted the kid to be, you know, around the team less, and then coming into the locker room and basically lying to both and saying, oh, it's ownership. So the story is moving a little bit as far as Sale is concerned. There's a couple of things. This is a layered issue. One, let's be honest. LaRoche didn't really want to play that badly.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if this is all it took for him to retire, and he didn't say trade me, he didn't say can we negotiate, he said, okay, I'm going to pack it up. So to me, he's looking for a reason to retire, and maybe it's because he hasn't really played well over the last couple years, and the team didn't perform well last year. Another thing, Kenny Williams gets out of the money that they had to pay him, so it's not the end of the world.
Works out well for the White Sox.
Right, so that's a benefit. And if I'm young Drake, I'm like, Dad, you know how you can really parent me? How about you take that $13 million, put it in a trust fund? Like, I don't even want to hang out with you that much.
Then I don't have to make the majors.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if either side necessarily is wrong or right in this issue. I just think it clearly wasn't a good fit. But bring your kid to work day is fun because it's a nice change. It's
called
not every day.
It's called day.
Yes. It's singular.
Not life.
And listen, if he was performing at the level of Steph Curry or Chris Paul, whose kids are with them all the time, this wouldn't be a story. And Drake would be infinitely more cute than he actually is.
He might be coaching first base.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, when you have a locker and your dad can't lay off off-speed pitches, it's a little bit more of an issue.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.